Psalm 64, to the choir master, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, and my complaint. Preserve my life from dread of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the throng of evildoers, who whet their tongues like swords, who aim bitter words like arrows, shooting from ambush at the blameless, shooting at him suddenly without fear. They hold fast to their evil purpose. They talk of laying snares secretly, thinking, who can see them? They search out injustice, saying, we have accomplished a diligent search. For the inward mind and heart of a man are deep. But God shoots his arrow at them. They are wounded suddenly. They are brought to ruin with their own tongues turned against them. All who see them will wag their heads. Then all mankind fears. They tell what God has brought about and ponder what he has done. Let the righteous one rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart exult. There are few places in Scripture where the destructive power of the tongue is more vividly described than here. Accusations are being conjured up in a sinister plot to ruin a righteous man's reputation. But note the rhythm of this psalm. The first half speaks of the words of evil people as arrows, while the last half speaks of the words of God as arrows. The overall point is that we dare not seek to respond with verbal arrows of our own. Justice is God's to give. We can either seek justice now and be further hardened, or let God exact justice in his good time and be softened now in our own hearts. Consider our use of words. How do we respond when others speak ill of us? What do we do when we learn someone is quietly plotting against us? When gossip gets back to us and we learn someone we thought was a trusted friend actually is not? Our words reveal what is truly happening in our hearts far better than any x-ray. When our immediate verbal response is to respond to evil with evil, we demonstrate that we are not in tune with the gospel. For the gospel is a word of grace to us, and enjoying such grace is the only way to respond with words of grace to others. God will bring all cruel words to justice. For now, our job is to rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.